Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Kabbala, and here are today's top local stories.
Remember when the skies were orange a few years ago thanks to wildfire smoke from Canada? It's not quite that bad today, but it ain't good either.
Well, folks definitely noticed the difference in the air, but not everyone could put their finger on it.
I smelled a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just figured somebody was barbecuing or something.
Yeah, I'd skip that barbecue, Sheila, but we know the city hasn't seen this smoke in a few years, though it felt like less to her.
Last year, you could smell it. It was going through your nose, and you're just like, okay, something's not right.
And if you're getting that same feeling, check NYC.gov to see if a firehouse, precinct, or library near you is giving out free masks.
I wish I knew there was a wildfire, then maybe I would have been wearing a mask. I didn't know anything. I've just been in my own world going to work.
Yeah, I understand.
And coming back home.
The average New Yorker experience. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Today is supposed to be the worst day for the smoke from Canada. Mayor Mamdani was asked about it after a news conference this morning.
The state has forecast air quality in the unhealthy range for the New York City region. And I want to be clear about what that word means in this instance. At unhealthy levels, everyone, not just people with asthma and heart conditions, not just older adults, everyone may feel health effects.
Experts warn that fine particle pollution from this wildfire smoke can cause shortness of breath, coughing, dizziness, and fatigue. They recommend reducing or eliminating outdoor activities until conditions improve. Hundreds of the city's public defenders and social workers walked off the job this morning. Their union's been without a contract since June. Negotiations with Brooklyn Defender Services have had no success. They're pushing for a $75,000 minimum salary, stronger sick leave, changes to probation rules and protections against employee location tracking. Brooklyn Defender Services says during the strike, supervisors will handle urgent cases and clients who need immediate court representation. They remain committed to bargaining in good faith and hope to reach what they call a swift and equitable resolution. The teachers' union and school paraprofessionals are rallying outside City Hall. It comes as the council votes on a bill that would raise the wage of paraprofessionals outside the UFT by about $10,000. John Camps is the first vice chair of the paraprofessional chapter with UFT.
For far too long, the paraprofessional voice hasn't been heard in terms of the work that we're doing in the classrooms and in our school communities. And this legislation is something that's bringing forth our voices finally, and showing that the city actually hears us and sees what we're doing.
Eligible workers would receive four payments of $2,500 beginning January 1st. Those would come to an end if a future union contract provides an equivalent pay increase. A customer at a Canarsie auto body shop had his vehicle stolen at gunpoint last month. This was on June 22nd at CarStar on Glenwood Road. Cops say the 60-year-old watched as two men pointed their guns and jacked his car, which was later found near East 105th Street and Avenue J. No arrests yet. The South Bushwick Reformed Church is not going anywhere just yet. It has evaded demolition at the last minute.
For the 70 churchgoers to learn the news that their historic South Bushwick Reformed Church was intentionally set on fire.
To know that it was an intentional act is heartbreaking.
Pastor James Stewart says people are still keeping their faith.
We've achieved a temporary hold of a full demo. And so we're still working to get the plans in for that so that we can stay it. That will give us an idea of what the future may look like, preserve landmark status, and from there it will be a different type of rebuild perhaps.
He thanks the FDNY for their thorough investigation and for now says churchgoers are practicing virtually with the hopes that one day they can come together again here. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
Mayor Mamdani's out with his first ever rental ripoff report. The plan includes over 20 policy changes, cracking down on hazardous housing violations and negligent landlords.
We will tackle pests, eradicate mold, and fix broken elevators. Three of the largest concerns voiced by New Yorkers during the rental ripoff hearings. We will address the underlying causes of mold for the first time. No longer will landlords be allowed to slap a new coat of paint over a wall of black mold and pretend that the issue is fixed.
The report calls for stronger penalties for repeat offenders, recognizing tenant unions, requiring disclosure of AI altered listings, and modernizing housing code enforcement. How exactly will that all get done? Mamdani says his administration will use every tool at their disposal, including executive action, agency rulemaking, legislation, and litigation. The clock is ticking for nearly 20 Upper East Side buildings ordered to disinfect their cooling towers amid the Legionnaires' outbreak. The Met is one of the 19 that has till the end of the day to complete the cleanup that 57 others have already done. We're now looking at 64 total cases of the disease, 13 hospitalized. Health officials are still searching for the source of the outbreak and urge anyone who lives or has visited the neighborhood recently and developed flu-like symptoms to see a doctor. The Shark Patrol in the town of Hempstead is getting a high-tech upgrade.
The shark safety tools are being funded using a $10,000 grant. The town of Hempstead supervisor says the new fleet includes high-tech shark-spotting drones, along with fast rescue boats and jet skis. Lifeguards for years have been trained to not only spot sharks, but what type of shark was spotted in the water. A few weeks ago, a man was bitten on the foot by a shark off of Jones Beach. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A four-alarm fire ripped through two homes in the Bronx this morning. The blaze broke out just after 8 in the basement of a home at 2666 Briggs Avenue, quickly overtook three floors before spreading to a neighboring building. FDNY Deputy Assistant Chief Tim Keenan says more than 230 firefighters responded.
When we have a situation like this where the fire is entering three floors, basically the first, second, and attic, in two buildings at the same time, we don't have the luxury of waiting.
Officials say five firefighters have been injured, two of them seriously with heat exhaustion, three treated at the scene. The NYPD Training Academy in Queens has taken on a new name today in honor of Detective Stephen McDonald. Mayor Mamdani and Police Commissioner Tisch are dedicating the College Point campus to the officer who was shot and paralyzed in the line of duty in 1986. McDonald spent decades sharing a message of compassion after forgiving the 15-year-old who shot him in Central Park.
Though he often seemed larger than life, Detective McDonald was, above all else, human. His goodness was not a given. It was a choice. Again and again, he reached for forgiveness instead of frustration, decency instead of despair, love instead of hate.
He was 59 when he died in 2017. Today's ceremony, 42 years to the day after McDonald joined the NYPD, and the academy will officially bear his name. The NYPD asking for help catching the man who rode around on a bike and groped women in Manhattan happened twice on May 30th, first in the West Village about 7 in the morning, and then a half hour later in Hell's Kitchen. No injuries. If you have info, hit up Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.